call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband still trying to reconcile with his wife. You know the line. Well, no, you don't, because you don't listen. But anyway, I've had a growing concern. You know, I've mentioned before a couple things. One is the masks are the armband of 100 years ago. I said that over a year ago. The evidence is overwhelming, and it continues to be. My concern is there is a growing push to get people to wear masks again, and mandatory in many cases. It concerns me. A lot of companies now, especially big tech, military, and in several countries. I just saw in Philippines, was it Duarte, the head of the Philippines right now, said, if you don't get a vaccine, I want you to die. You know, just really encouraging, right? And I'm afraid that sentiment is growing around the world and, of course, domestically. And, you know, the pertinent thing is, again, I'm sorry, I'm just that way. I look at evidence. And it is eugenics. Also, I said over a year ago, what's going to happen is what's driving this is money, power, and eugenics. And now that it's a year and a half later, what's driving this? Money, power, and eugenics. You look at the money thing, the amount of theft that's going on is remarkable. You know, the first stimulus package that was $2 trillion, 3/4 of that went to corporate interests. Only 1/4 went to people, and it's borrowed money. So those people who get the money pay it back. And apparently, the estimate I heard at that time was whatever you get, you're going to pay back 8 times. So it was theft. And people said, oh, give me the money, because, you know, people are short-sighted and they don't know how to do math. And of course, now we're living at a point where the government spends 2 to 3 times as much money as it brings in on taxes. So the rest of that money is borrowed. Meaning, if you do that and you're putting someone else to pay for it, who is that someone else? Well, that's your posterity, your children. And if you give your children over to the state effectively through borrowing, you know, the borrower is a slave. To the lender, so you're enslaving your kids. You could say that you're sacrificing your children to Moloch. Because remember, Moloch, in Hebrew, one is the idol, the other is the government. And in the Septuagint, it simply shows the ruler. Yeah, you're sacrificing your children to the state when you get that stimulus check. And you watch the way the government's going. And, of course, power. You see people gaining more power. Obviously, it's done economically. But with, I guess I haven't heard the latest, but last figure I heard was over 500,000 small businesses shut down. Power is being consolidated through economic interests. Power is being consolidated in the control. You know, we've had the idea of local government, and things have been moved up to state government, and of course national government and world government. Those things are just right in front of you. The power is happening. And, of course, the eugenics thing, you know, the obvious thing, 3/4 of or over 3/4 of people who are pregnant who get the vaccine miscarry, the death rate. Latest I heard now, the total death rate just admitted death rate. There's a lot of arguments that the numbers are far higher, but the admitted death rate by the CDC and the European equivalent is now four times what all vaccines through the rest of history, well, you know, several decades, through all other vaccines combined, in less than a year, the COVID-19 vax has killed four times as many. And, you know, remember that when somebody, and there is now, I think we're comfortably over a million people who are so-called injured in a serious way. And, you know, the heart conditions and things of that nature are just tremendous. And remember, in the U.S., you cannot sue a vaccine manufacturer. So other indication, because of the psychological effect, and there's strong evidence that the vaccine localizes itself or builds up most strongly in the uterus. So there's strong evidence, and we can see it already. Birth rate has plummeted. So all these things put together, it's eugenics. Money, power, and eugenics. And, you know, I've made the comment before about Hezekiah and his statement that he was grateful that at least it'll go well in my lifetime. Well, unfortunately, that's not my desire, but it looks like that's what's happening. Because as someone who is 65, I can probably squeeze through this without a problem. My kids won't. What are they being prepared for? How are they being set up? I have no doubt anymore. You know, my wife said that, yes, indeed, she put the masks on our kids. And as I've stated, that's foolishness, because you've listened to liars. Again, the history of the CDC and on vaccines and on pandemics and so forth is atrocious. I mean, these are the people who, you know, the most notable is the Tuskegee syphilis study, where they went out and killed people. There's a whole so many cases where they put various things into water supplies and sprayed cities and so forth in order to test various things. And obviously the other pseudo-pandemics from Zika, Ebola, and whatnot, the devastation that was caused, I think it was a swine flu, where a vaccine came out and killed a whole bunch of people, and they stopped it. And again, a lot of lawsuits, billions were paid out, but it was U.S. tax dollars, not the vaccine manufacturers. And it's happening again in a much larger scale. So if you put on a mask, because you feel you trust the state, you know, the same state has lied to you about wars. They've lied to you. Well, you know, Social Security, you'll never pay more than 3.5%. They lied, didn't they? Because you're paying double that now. And then, of course, there's a smoke and mirrors with the employer-employee stuff. They lied to you constantly. And you trust them on the mask. I'm sorry. That's foolishness. And if you're foolish enough to do that, you're probably going to trust them on the vaccine. You're going to think, well, okay, pressure's been put on in order to do school things or to do work things or the stupidity. And I'm sorry, that's the best word I can come up with. The stupidity I heard from MetaView, and I have no doubt wherever you are now, same thing. I'm sorry. It's submitting to the state. Is putting somebody else before God, a violation of the first commandment. And you're going to see genocide. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, obviously, I don't have much information, but I look at our first kid who said no more to kids. So she's basically falling into the eugenics line. Jack obviously is falling into the eugenics line because he can't reproduce. Tirza, I have no idea, but my assumption is she's bought into the world. Julia started well, but are there issues? And how have you set up George, Susanna, Gloria, Jane, Walter, and Zadok to submit to the state, to want the things of this world? These are my kids, and yes, I'm angry. my kids, the kids that I love, that have been denied to me for 9 years. This is not a minor thing. This is life and death. And I guess you simply don't care. It's a hard thing to say about the woman that I am ever so much in love with. I am really concerned. You run to your dad, a coward. I can't think of a stronger word to say, so I'll stick with that. A coward. He acts like a coward. And it's my hope he'll repent from that. But until that happens, he acts like a coward. And again, I'll point to Revelation 21:8. There's no love there. And when my wife turns to him, she's sacrificing our family and herself. That's, my lady, I love you. I wouldn't say these things if I didn't care. I'm watching things, you know, especially seeing someone, you know, die a week ago. Or not see it happen, but obviously. And then watch the attitudes of people I see. The cowering, the fear. No, I'm sorry. I trust the Lord. Apparently you don't. You trust the state. I'm concerned. I'm concerned that the difficulties that I've seen in our older kids, from my limited perspective, are going to repeat in our younger kids. Because that's the model you're showing them. Bow to the state. Hail victory. I'm concerned. I offer evidence about the mask, about the vaccine. I offer evidence about the institutional church and marriage. And you plug your ears, close your heart. Turn to the state and hide. I am not going to hide from you. I'm in love with you. And I don't know how to protect you and our kids from the onslaught that is coming. I've stated before, we are the Fourth Reich. And I've explained that all many times. You see it happening. And what was one of the fundamental purposes behind it? Well, actually, there were three: money, power, and eugenics. You know, and the thing that makes the news is, oh, they're wiping out the Jews. It was a whole lot more than that. Again, people from the, precursor to Planned Parenthood. I can't think of the name right now. I mean, people from then went there on by request of Adolf Hitler to help them with their eugenics program. I mean, it started here in the U.S. and it's happening so much more. I have three grandkids that I've never been able to embrace, and I'm guessing there's a real strong possibility there'll be no more than three. That concerns me. I love my kids. I love my grandkids. And beyond question, I love my wife. Please don't sacrifice our children to Molech. Please don't close your heart to our kids, to your husband, me, and to the Lord. I'm sorry. It's strong words, but your deeds show that you are. I pray that you will. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord. I'm trying to follow his model. Dorothy Jane, return to your husband, me. The one who loves you. It's not your dad. It's not the institutional church. The one who loves you is me. And that's why I'm striving to tell you the truth. The one who loves our kids is me. I love you, my lady.